you know what? Booze from R2 UK are like buses. You wait for ages for one, and then three come along in quick succession. Hi there, everyone. It's still Wednesday, 21st of December. I'm still R2 UK. I'm still very husky. Apologies for any coughing or clearing of my throat or whatever. I've got a few more catch-up things that I just wanted to record whilst I was thinking of them. So, first of all, Pawari, congratulations on the new job. That's such good news. I'm really pleased. I'm wondering, can you share any more information with us about who you're working for or what you're going to be doing? I've got in mind it's a new retail thing, but no idea what or where or whether you're going to be out on the shop floor or doing back office work or whatever. So obviously respecting privacy and all that sort of thing, but would love to know what kind of thing you have managed to land yourself, but well done. I also wanted to welcome my new follower, whose name, if I remember it correctly, is Melitza. Melitza runs a website and podcast called Raising Playful Tots, and I'd strongly recommend any of you guys out there who have children to give a listen to her first public boo, which is all about one way of limiting presents for kids, a good way about thinking about how you choose presents and how you buy presents. She's on Audio Boo as RPT, which I guess stands for Raising Playful Tots, but definitely it's a good boo, and she's talking about a good way of choosing presents. So give that one a listen if you're a parent, or even if you're interested, or if you buy for kids, it's all good. I think the last catch-up I wanted to do was to pick up on another conversation between SM2N and Acrobat, all about project management systems and task management systems and service management systems or whatever. It's interesting. I'm going to play devil's advocate the other way against Simon, I think, because Simon, you're coming across very strongly as, you know, why reinvent the wheel? Why go against the flow? Why, you know, find something off the shelf that does what you want to do, kind of thing. And yeah, I'm kind of looking at this going, well, hang on a minute. Rob works for a development shop. If they've got a requirement that isn't currently met by a project management system, what's the betting there are other companies out there that have the same requirements? And what you really need is a development shop to come up with something that they can then sell to other people. So I'm hoping I'm not the first person to make that jump, but I say, you know, right, Rob, go for it. See if you can get a new market. And there's a nice new income stream in there somewhere. So, there you go. That's me going the other way. Can't believe it's so close to Christmas. Where are we? Four sleeps or something. Still haven't written my Christmas cards that should have been posted on Monday, so they're just going to be, you know, anyone listening to this who usually gets a card from me, there will be one. It's just going to be late, and I've got some presents still to post that are also just going to be late, and it's just too much to do, too little time. I have completed all my Christmas shopping, which is a major achievement. I went and wreaked havoc in John Lewis yesterday and just rounded off everything that was outstanding. I told John what he was getting me for Christmas because he was starting to stress about that, so I not only told him but I ordered it for him. I'm hoping that when I get home shortly there'll be a little gaggle of presents waiting for me from the various things that I've ordered over the last few days. I think I tweeted this, but I think our Amazon Prime account has just paid for itself over the last 48 hours with the amount of stuff I've been buying. And you know, I'm a big fan of wish lists and Amazon gift wrap options, I must say. So, you know, a number of my friends will always get something off their wish list sent directly to them and gift wrapped by Amazon. That's just the way that I roll. Perhaps when I'm not working, I will, you know, be more organised about this kind of stuff. But right now, there aren't enough hours in the day, and I have to take the easy route on some things. So hopefully tonight we'll be writing Christmas cards, hopefully we can get them posted tomorrow, get ourselves all mostly up to date, and then I might feel actually ready for Christmas. So I will speak to you all soon.